One of the drawbacks of spending most of your adult life on television is you have pictures, you have video of you over the years. So I have pictures of me as a brunette, as with jet black hair, with blonde hair, with platinum blonde hair, you name it, with orange hair, with streaks in my hair, you name it, I've got pictures of me with that hair color. Yep, I have been obsessed with, addicted to dyeing my hair. Turns out, I may have to walk away from all of that because, in fact, as a breast cancer survivor, that may not be the best thing for me to do. That's because it appears there may now be some definitive indicators that there could be. You see, I'm couching all of these words. Dr. Jane Raymond is a medical oncologist with Allegheny Health Network. And Dr. Raymond, I'm couching all of these words because I don't want there to be a definitive connection, but it sounds like there might be.
Well, I think it's hard to know. I think the data says there may be an association. And that doesn't mean that dyeing your hair is going to give you breast cancer, but there is perhaps an association. And, you know, in medicine, we've been there before with dyes and lymphomas, the thought that that might be causing lymphomas. And then nothing really was proven, and some of the dyes changed over time, and that has gone away. But there is history of dyes perhaps increasing the risk of malignancies. And I think this study is very interesting, especially in the black women using very dark colors and hair straighteners seem to have a particularly increased risk of breast cancer.
I was going to say, I mean, because the association in itself isn't new. I feel like we've heard about that possibility or that association for years.
Well, with lymphomas. This is the first time it's come out with breast cancer that I'm aware of, anyway.
All right. So lymphomas. So that's what the
lymphomas
difference is.
Historically, that's the thing that I am aware of. But one of the problems I know is that there's so many different dyes, so many different compounds, and it's impossible to know which of those compounds these women used. And I don't think that they've all been really checked to see if they do have carcinogens in them. And so I think there needs to be a lot more work on the dyes that are used, and also looking at just exactly who is coming down with cancer. Is there something in these patients that makes them more susceptible? Or is it in the color of the dye? I think it's hard to know at this point.
And so I think the other association that I've been reading about in the last couple of hours or so has to do with chemical straighteners, and they are much more commonly associated with African-American women. And those chemical straighteners have been controversial, I guess, in them in themselves, because I think by and large, most women don't know what the chemicals are in those straighteners or any potential side effects.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. And, you know, I think history tells us we have to be careful with chemicals, you know, and there are more and more of them in our lives nowadays in many different ways.
So then what is, so what do you do? I mean, how do you make a decision? As I said, I mean, I am an African-American woman of a certain age.
Yeah.
And I've had a history of breast cancer. And I have colored my hair, you know, I started it for fun, you know, in my 20s. And now I feel like once again, I mean, at one point I did go with the temporary colors.
Yeah,
I didn't
say that's not a problem.
Right. So is that something I need to discuss with my oncologist? Is that something, I mean, where do you go?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you know, the way I look at things too, everything in life has benefits and side effects, and there's nothing in life that doesn't carry some risk. But when you talk about being a black woman with a history of breast cancer, looking at this data, I would say, well, you are somebody who would probably want to think twice about continuing the use of it. And I would say to my patients, someone who, for example, carries the breast cancer gene, or even has not been tested but has a strong family history of breast cancer, or a history of even a personal history of breast cancer, you know, I'd think twice about whether this is something they really want to continue. Now, particularly if it's a black woman, the risk was significantly less in white women. Is it because they tend to have less coarse hair, thinner hair, they don't need as much dye, they don't dye it as dark, they don't use straighteners? You know, I imagine a lot of the black women that were surveyed used both straighteners and color. So, and that would be less likely in a white woman. So I think, you know, everything in life has side effects. And I think if you were at risk for breast cancer for other reasons, that would make you think twice about continuing to use a hair dye.
The permanent
and,
hair dye,
you know, there probably will be more and more data coming out. This is the first step to sort of identify a possible linkage. And then I know they'll be looking more closely at the women that got cancer, and also probably looking at the makeup of the various dyes, and to see if there's some commonality, I think, in the products that are used. But I don't know much about dyes, but I know that there are a whole bunch of different products out there with different compositions. So it's going to be pretty difficult to hone in. But if there's one chemical that's in a majority of them, that might be one way of kind of figuring out who's at risk and eliminating the risk. But I always, you know, think there are a whole lot of things that we can do to help maintain a healthy lifestyle. You know, we can, you know, a well-balanced diet, avoid obesity, don't drink too much, don't smoke cigarettes, you know, fasten your seatbelt, exercise. And all of those things are probably a lot more important than whether you dye your hair.
That's what I wanted to hear, Dr. Raymond. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear. Real quick, in 5 seconds, are there similarities between the chemicals used in hair dyes and tattoos, if you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just really don't know.
Okay. So. All right. Fair enough. Okay. All right. Awesome. You've given me a lot to think about, our listeners as well. And it's the beginning of the conversation. And
I think
yes. And that's what we appreciate.
All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Thanks so much for your call today. And appreciate you. Indeed.